Radiotopia.
You didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Dear Diary.
Sixth grade.
February 14th.
1991.
I am really depressed.
How could she break up with me?
Mom, you can't read this.
We were in the mountains, very remote from any city. My town had no electricity, no running water. The houses were all dirt floored. It was just so different from what I was used to. And my fast city life.
There aren't many experiences as eye-opening for a teenager than finding yourself without your parents in the middle of a foreign land. It can change how you see everything, including yourself.
Back home, I was just this tall, awkward kid who kind of everyone, you know, didn't pay attention to. She was always had her nose in the books, and all of a sudden now I was like the center of attention.
From PRX and Radiotopia, this is the Mortified Podcast. I'm Neil. Today, a Mortified mixtape episode, Diary of an Ugly American. Two tales of teenagers who journey to Latin America in the hopes of becoming worldly. Only to discover the sad, inescapable truth. No matter what they do, they'll always be, well, American. Side A, Escape from Mexico City.
My name is Joe Hernandez-Kolski. Polish and Mexican, about as Chicago as you get. I'm very proud of my dual heritage, however, it wasn't always like that. As a child growing up, my Mexican heritage made me very uncomfortable. This could have something to do with the fact that the Polish side of my family didn't really embrace it. My Polish grandmother used to introduce me to her friends as Joey, her Mexican grandson. Deeply concerned, my mom sent me to live with my relatives in Mexico for the summer when I was 12 years old. Now, I was very excited about this because I was going to learn about this other part of my culture, and I was going to learn Spanish, this secret language that my grandmother used to converse with my aunts and uncles in the kitchen. So I hopped on a plane to Mexico, ready to solve all of the questions that were in my head. You know, where do I fit in this world, and what the hell am I, and little did I realize I wasn't Polish or Mexican. I was just an obnoxious American. Thursday, June 19th, 1986. Got into Mexico and I saw the family with ease. They had a big sign, except I didn't understand a word anyone said. So I just sat by the window in the car and barely said anything. And when I did say something in Spanish, nobody understood a word I said. We got home and ate the most outrageous soup you would ever taste. You put in banana slices. Who the heck does that? Highlight of the day. Had an awesome steak and great French fries made by the maid. Sunday, June 22nd. A long day. One, went to a filthy market and got steaks. The thing I'm getting sick of is it rains every, and I mean every, night. We're gonna watch Rambo and something else tonight. Their TV programs are so stupid. I just saw a commercial with three men dancing and singing in the streets until they got to a store that sells Bic razors. How stupid. Another thing, they don't have anything for snacks to eat. Oh, and it wasn't Rambo, those liars. It was First Blood Part 1. I already saw that. Highlight of the day, taking a shower. Saturday, June 28th. We went to a friend's ranch for a barbecue, a Mexican barbecue. They bury a dead lamb, unbury it, and eat it and drink its blood. There were flies everywhere. I mean, thousands of them. The thing I don't believe is that all of the younger girls helping give food out were all in a circle around me, a couple giggling. Oscar Sr. said afterwards, said, mucho something muchachas, which means much something girls. That makes me feel good. Sorry about bragging. Thursday, July 3rd. We went to another plaza or mall. They had a theater with 5 movies, and they had all the time scheduled for the same time to start. They are such idiots out here. Then I went and played poker with Dia, Marina, Adriana, and Carla. At first, I didn't like the idea of playing for money against relatives, but when I started winning, I liked it. Then went back to my room and listened to Billy Crystal. I noticed that Mexicans are comedy starved. They have terrible jokes. And when we see a rented movie and there's a good line, they don't laugh. I said a stupid joke and everyone went hysterical. I was sitting there dumbfaced. Monday, July 21st, trip to Zihuatanejo. We rented snorkels and masks, and it was the greatest thing. We went out farther than all of the people in the water and saw the greatest looking tropical fish. Highlight of the day, finding beautiful fish. So after 45 days in Mexico, I began to honestly notice a distinct change in myself. I found myself ordering tacos de tinga with the family instead of my usual steak sandwich and fries. Now, by the last day of my trip, I had not only begun to embrace this other part of the world, but I had begun to embrace this other part of myself, something that I continue to work on till this day.
That trip to Mexico was definitely the first step towards an embracing of who I really am and who came before me and how important that culture is. And some of the invisible parts of who I am, I, for the first time, really got to see where they came from.
Wednesday, July 23rd. Things are getting better. I had it out with the flies. I must have killed more than 40 flies in the house. But I finally gave up and went and sat down outside in the beautiful nature. Highlight of the day. Watched reruns of V, which is a great program, even in Spanish. Thanks.
That was Joe Hernandez-Kulski at King King in Los Angeles. And now, side B of our Mortified mixtape, My Kind of Town. Whereas our first reader spent his time in Mexico judging his own heritage, Ellen Orbone was a totally different kind of ugly American. She found herself over-identifying with a heritage that was never her own to begin with. And upon returning home from a 6-week volunteering stint, it was like no one recognized her anymore, not even her own family.
I was just a jerk. I kept referring to my host family down there instead of saying, oh, my host mom did this. I would just say my dad and my mom. And my real mom got so frustrated with that. And my little brother finally went, I'm your only brother. Like, you can't, who is this other person? I am your brother. I just wanted to have a little piece of Nicaragua in Chicago. But that also made me insufferable.
And for those of you who are dedicated listeners of this podcast, the volunteer organization that brought Ellen to Latin America might sound familiar. It's the same organization, Amigos de las Americas, featured in our 9th episode, Gringo of the Year. Here's Ellen sharing the diary she wrote upon returning from Nicaragua, recorded at the Spider House Ballroom in Austin.
I was a pretty sheltered kid, pretty awkward, pretty nerdy, and really inexperienced with boys. Unfortunately, when I was in country, it was against the rules to partake in amorous conduct, as it was called. But I found myself kind of in this love triangle with some of the local boys. I had a crush on one of them who didn't care about me at all. And then this other one, Ramon, had a crush on me. The last day I was in community, we had a goodbye fiesta, and he proposed to me. And so all of a sudden, I was in the midst of this epic international romance, and I had a boy who was madly in love with me, and I had all these emotions tumbling around. I didn't know what to do with them. And my journal entries became this one-sided, ongoing dramatic monologue to Ramon. 17th de marzo. Dear Ramon, I am done writing Dear Diary because I have grown out of imaginary friends. You are real, Ramon. You are part of the most important 6 weeks of my life. Ramon, my first love, my first kiss. I want to bring you back to the United States so we can enjoy the blankets of my bed. Ramon, why don't you live in the U.S.? I wish I was in Nicaragua. So again, to clarify, we made out once. But like in my mind, that was what love is, and I was smitten. 19th de marzo. I have really been homesick for Nicaragua today. They didn't have any plantains at the supermarket. I kept seeing Mexican food that gave me the biggest craving for real corn tortillas. I really wish I had a pet rooster. The Jerome just got a rooster. Why? Why couldn't it be my family? I want a rooster. La vida simplemente no es justa. My life is a complete waste. Someday, I want to travel all over Latin America and spread knowledge or something. I may only be 18, but I feel like I could be 80 with all of the wisdom I have. So some time passed. My feelings for Ramon kind of cooled, kind of changed. 17th de abril. Ramon, I flipping hate you. Every time you call, you dish out this bullshit about how much you love me, how much you can't live without me. Have you ever heard of a one-night stand? We still only kissed once. I understand your frustration, but get over it. There are plenty of other things to talk about. Remember when we had that awesome conversation about culture and Jennifer Aniston and other stuff? That is what I want. I wish I could get one of those flashy pens from Men in Black movies and erase your feelings for me. 19th de abril. I'm amazed by the technology that our world has to offer. I'm still trying to figure out this iPod. It is really handy. And guess what I named it? Che. Of course I did. Why do you find it so amusing that I'm so interested in Che, Ramon? Is it contradictory to how you perceive Americans? Well, I happen to love Latin America and its culture and its history. I also bought a new skirt. It's from Old Navy and it goes really well with my chacos and my Crocs. It will be perfect for Nicaragua weather. 6 de junio. I am officially a high school graduate. No más del colegio. I got tons of money from graduation, and the party after the ceremony was fantastic. I haven't danced that much since that lame discoteca in Mina. I never went to school dances, but it was nice to see people that I haven't seen since seventh grade. Guys liked me back then. Now I'm a loser who can only get guys who live in different countries. Oh well, call me. Second de agosto. God damn it, Ramon, why have you called me? You don't understand. I cry because I don't know if you are even alive. Do you have a girlfriend, Ramon? This has to be the worst summer of my life. There's no other way to see it. So after the summer that I graduated high school, I moved to North Carolina for college, and I started to make new friends there, yet I still maintain this weird long-distance relationship with Ramon. 7th de septiembre. I can't believe it's been 4 months since I talked to you. I hate knowing that you're having such a hard time getting over me. I can't decide if I should give in to weakness and succumb to lust. I want you here with me. I'm crying just thinking about it. I want to marry you, Ramon. I have not hugged you in 11 months. I have not kissed you in 11 months. I have not made love to you Ever. Buenas noches. October 30th. I have Hispanic friends. Aren't you proud of me, Ramon? They're club members from Puerto Rico, Mexico, Cuba, Colombia, and Nicaragua. I went to a party last night with them. Aren't you proud of me? Probably not when you find out that I was dancing with the guys perreo style, which is like butt to junk.
When I went to college, I instantly found this Spanish-speaking club, mainly with people that were native Spanish speakers. They were like, why do you want to be a part of our Hispanic culture club? Like, you are not Hispanic. I remember trying to run for vice president of that club my freshman year and totally did not get a single vote. Like, no one wanted me there. And I just didn't even see it.
19th de diciembre. I am just not in the mood for my life right now. I have been in need of a good cry for a long time, and I can't do it. Right now, I'm trying to think of everything terrible in my life, but nothing is working. Why can't you be here, Ramon? I need you. It's just not fair that you're so far away. I know I'm afraid to say it, but I love you, Ramon. I love you a lot. So stop smoking. Stop drinking. Don't get a tattoo. Get out of the army and come to me. Pick me. That's a line from Grey's Anatomy, if you didn't know. Why can't I be with you? Life is unfair. And on top of all of that, the Bears just lost the Super Bowl. So as you might have guessed, Ramon and I did not end up together. And it was really on a visit to Guatemala the next year that I stopped glamorizing Central America like the naive American visitor I was. So my last journal entry was not written to Ramon. 7th de marzo, 2007. I have no idea what to write about Guatemala. The whole trip has opened my eyes. So much injustice, corruption, human rights atrocities. It makes me question a lot in my life. I think Nicaragua showed me my strength and my ability to live in simplicity. Guatemala has showed me that I have such a privileged life. There's so much to do, and as cliche as it sounds, I really hope that I can make a difference one day.
I tell everyone that I meet that my experience in Nicaragua when I was 17 defines who I am now. And I wouldn't have found a lot of the passions I have in life right now. That was the jumping off point for where I am today in my nonprofit career, working with low income and disadvantaged communities. And that was all because of this trip. I mean, that's where it really started.
That was Ellen Orbone, and before her, Joe Hernandez-Kolsky, sharing their childhood writings with no embellishing, no exaggerating, just God-given awkwardness. And this concludes our Mortified mixtape, where we learn that for American kids, Spanish-speaking cultures can be quite intoxicating. Even if their TV networks don't seem to care a whole lot about the difference between Rambo and First Blood Part 1. I mean, we all know that difference, right? I mean, one has Sylvester Stallone shooting people, and the other one is totally different. To share the shame, follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or visit getmortified.com to learn about Mortified stage shows, books, films, and beyond. Click participate, and who knows, maybe you'll appear on a future episode of this series. As many of you know, the Mortified Podcast is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, which is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. Our podcast production team for this episode includes Kathy Tu, Pierce Priscelli, Dave Nadelberg, and myself, Neil Katcher. Jessica Leeds story produced this for the stage. Music by Gordon Batch, Alex Burke, Adam Smith, The Angel, Zoe Rose Palladino, and Snake Snake Snakes. Additional thanks to Lance Roberts Studios, Will Dwyer, Matt Schwimmer, Aparna Kumar, Tamara Avashe, Eric Bass, King King Hollywood, Spider House Ballroom, and all the dedicated Mortified Live producers whose work make the stage show possible. Until next time, we remind you that we are freaks, we are fragile, and we all survived. Except for all the people that Rambo killed. They're totally dead.